This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Back inside. I'm here. Got you scared for a second. It was empty and I raced on to the set. I'm here. Hooray! Wayne Allyn Root is with you. Raw and unfiltered on USA Audio as well as the Great Lindell TV, which you can find at frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. You click on Lindell 2. Or you can find me at night at Brighteon TV at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, or you can find me at Blessed News Network. But it's so much easier if you just go to my website, rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com. And when you get there, at the top it says Watch Wayne's TV Show, Listen to Wayne's Radio, Listen to Wayne's Podcast. You click on any of them and you get to listen live. And if I'm not on live, you get to listen to a library of my previous shows. But it shows you on TV. Here's how you connect to Lindell. Here's how you connect to Real America's Voice Weekend Show. Here's how you connect to Brighteon TV. Here's how you connect to Blessed TV. Here's how you connect to Renegade Radio and USA Radio, etc., etc. So lots of ways to find Wayne Root, and they're all at rootforamerica.com. I'm going to start hour two kind of the same way I started hour number one, because these are the two most important news stories in America. Number one is I got kicked off Vimeo today. That's how my webmaster puts my videos on my website, and you can't use Vimeo anymore. Wayne Root's been banned for life. Why? And he figured, oh, no big deal. Some idiot kid flagged something Wayne Root said, and it'll be a two-day suspension, or we'll appeal, and Wayne will be right back on. Well, guess what they said? They said there is no appeal. This list is exhaustive. We reserve the right to remove any content we believe is harmful to protect the safety of our community. We are unable to restore accounts that have been terminated for this kind of violation, as this is our final decision. And keep in mind, I've never even been warned before. As this is our final decision, we're unable to respond to you ever again. Wish you the best of luck in finding a hosting platform better suited to your needs. Vimeo. And then it says, here's the reasons why. We do not allow health-related content that might cause people to take dangerous or unproven treatments like ivermectin. You know, not the vaccine, which kills everyone. The ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, which helped everyone beat COVID. You can't tell people about it. They want you to die. Vimeo wants you to die. And they want to be the Gestapo. And they want to be the KGB. And they don't want you to ever hear anything except what the government tells you. And the government and the CDC and the FDA that have been bought off by Big Pharma and Pfizer. And again, you can't sue me. You're all public figures. And this is a opinion show. And it's my opinion that you're the Gestapo. It's my opinion you're Nazis. It's my opinion you're the Soviet KGB. You're the East German Stasi. You're disgusting and you're un-American. But it's just my opinion. You disgusting, disgraceful people at Vimeo, just like Google, just like Facebook, just like Twitter originally, before Elon Musk bought it, and still now, mostly with Elon Musk, I'm being shadow banned. They don't want you to hear my opinions because my opinions are right. So let me read you the rest of it. They don't want you to take dangerous or unproven treatments or refrain from taking treatments that the CDC or the WHO recommend. You know, the ones that killed everybody? But again, it's just my opinion on an opinion show. We also do not allow claims such as the epidemic or pandemic are conspiracies. Specifically, we don't allow videos that convey false or misleading health-related information that has a serious potential to cause public harm. The fact that vaccines are killing everyone they touch, no problem there. You've been paid off by Big Pharma. No problem there. We don't allow, Vimeo does not allow videos that perpetuate false or misleading claims about vaccine safety. Ha, 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 ha! That's hilarious! Oh my God! Misleading claims about vaccine safety? Who makes those misleading claims? The vaccine manufacturers! You know what? They've got immunity, you moron! They don't want anyone to know for 75 years what the results are, and they hid the results! They covered up the deaths in the trials, and they're barely worthy trials. No one's ever put out a vaccine with so little trials, so little control group. It's a travesty. And claims that coronavirus is a hoax or promotes various other conspiracy theories around the virus. And this is the final decision out of the blue, no warnings, after years of using Vimeo to put Wayne Root's videos up on Wayne Root's site. We can't do it anymore because Wayne Root is dangerous to the public safety while people drop dead left and right for the vaccine. And I pointed out, like the most honest guy in the media, they're banning us now for telling the truth. Not in 2020, now. Incredible. And the second big news story is one of New Jersey's top Democrats, George Norcross, is kicked out of the Philadelphia Eagles game over an American Israeli flag on his private booth. This guy's got a multi-million dollar glass enclosed booth, you know, the kind of booth that only billionaires have, at Philadelphia Eagles Veterans Stadium, and he draped a American flag, Israel flag next to each other, and security came and removed him from the game and picked the flag up and threw it away. Folks, the Philadelphia Eagles have a Jewish owner. The Philadelphia Eagles have a Jewish general manager. And they allowed an American-Israeli flag display to be ripped off the wall of his private booth. And they allowed him to be kicked out of the game, even though it's his private booth. And he spends millions of dollars. George Norcross, a Democrat, but obviously one who supports Israel and America's relationship with Israel. So let me tell you what I said in my tweet this morning, 8 o'clock this morning, which is so many hours ago, 8 o'clock Pacific time, and now it's 7, after 7 o'clock East Coast time, long time ago. I saw this when I woke up, and the first thing I said was that the Philadelphia Eagles will claim it's not them, it's NFL policy, that no one could put a political display at a stadium. That's what they'll claim. But here's the problem with that logic. They got no problem with Black Lives Matter being painted in the end zones. No problem with the Black National Anthem being sang before games. The most divisive thing I've ever heard in my entire life. The Black National Anthem. How about if I demand the White National Anthem? How about if I demand White Lives Matter? And they had no problem with players painting BLM on their sneakers and on their helmets and on their uniforms. And they had no problem with social justice messages on their sneakers. And they had no problem with players kneeling to spit in the face of America and disrespect the national anthem. No problem at all. That doesn't bother the NFL. That doesn't bother the Philadelphia Eagles. And throwing an American and Israeli flag away doesn't bother the Jewish owner and the Jewish general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles. Shame on you. You should be ashamed. You're disgusting. You're un-American. You're a disgrace to your own Jewish religion, both of you, that you had the man thrown out of his own private booth. This is what America's come to? My God, and you'll claim that you wouldn't allow a Hamas flag either. How nice of you. Hamas is the despicable Gestapo Jew murderers. So you wouldn't allow that. What's wrong with an American flag and an Israeli flag? What you're dealing with is unprecedented. The censorship, the banning, the shadow banning, the removal from a stadium of people trying to be patriotic. So disgusting. And you know what the new movement is? BLM has been replaced. Black Lives Matter is not around anymore. It was a scam. They ripped you off. Again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. They bought mansions. They bought Rolls Royces. And they ripped you off. And they did nothing for black people. And they never cared if a black man kills a black man every second of the day in every big city in America. They only cared about the one time a year a black kid gets killed by a cop while he's committing a crime and while he's trying to shoot the cop or run away from the cop or struggle for a gun with the cop. That one time a year when he gets shot, that's going to make the nation riot because of BLM. They wanted to defund the police. They're run by Marxist lesbians who hate white straight males. They hate white people. All that's okay. That's BLM. And that's what players stood up for, spitting in the face of all the fans in the stands, who are mostly white, straight, macho men Republicans. That's what's in the stands of football stadiums, and that's who watches games. They're spitting in your face. But BLM's been replaced by PLM. Palestinian lives matter. It's the same people. It's the same lowlives. It's the same thieves. It's the same scam artists. It's the same people looking to steal your money. It's the same people looking to buy mansions by causing trouble and causing unrest. And oh, by the way, they do the same thing with the PLO in Palestine and Gaza with Hamas. They all make money off this. The hundreds of millions in humanitarian aid, the billions in aid to Iran. Everybody takes their piece off the top. If there was peace in Gaza next to Israel, there'd be no money. It's a scam. Don't you get it? It's all a scam. But PLM, Palestinian Lives Matter, is the new BLM. And there, as sure as I'm standing here, as Israel pounds Gaza, as more and more Hamas terrorists are killed, there's going to be PLM, Palestinian Lives Matter, riots and looting and burning. And just like BLM, they'll break into stores, they'll steal sneakers, and they'll steal plasma screen TVs for the Super Bowl, you know, just because they care so much about Palestine and Gaza. The poor Palestinians, my God! I need some new Nikes and I need a plasma screen. These people have no shame. They're such disgusting lowlives. BLM was disgusting lowlives. And PLM, you know, or HLM, Hamas Lives Matter. That's what they're looking to do. You know what a ceasefire is? It gives this terrorist time to regroup and kill more Jews. No ceasefire.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Segments. We've got our interview. I did an interview with Rand Paul, United States Senator Rand Paul, on Saturday on my Real America's Voice TV show, and you will really dig this interview. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, but Rand Paul will be dominating the rest of the show. His thoughts on what's happening out there with COVID, Dr. Fauci, the vaccine, etc. Energize Health is the sponsor of this segment. It changed my life. It can change your life. It made me look younger. When I was 50 years old, I looked much older than I look today at the age of 62. I didn't know I had an ounce of fat to lose. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly inner body, visceral fat. Contact Energized Health right now. Tell them War sent you. Get 40% off. War for Wayne Allyn Root. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com, or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. 40% off. War sent you. Now it's time for Senator Rand Paul. State Senator Rand Paul with us, and before I introduce him, I want to say, in the interest of fairness, I love this guy. One of his biggest fans. I liked his dad too, Ron Paul, a lot. But I think Rand Paul is certainly one of the, if not the best, United States Senator for conservatives and patriots. Probably my three favorites would be Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and Mike Lee. And before the show, I looked the three of them up, and I think they've got the three highest conservative voting ratings with Heritage Foundation. So I'm on the money. Three great senators. So we've got with us right now United States Senator Rand Paul. Rand, how are you?
Great. It's great to be with you, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
All right. I've been an admirer of yours for a long time. You and I have met a few times, and you know I'm a big fan. I appreciate everything you do, and I'm with you about 99% of the time. That's not too bad, right?
It's okay if you're wrong 1% of the time. So, I mean, that's pretty good.
Good line. I set you up for that one. Good line. So, Senator Paul has a new book out. It's called Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. It's with Regnery Publishing, just released on October 10th. So just like 2-3 weeks ago, it came out. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the normal places, Books a Million, all the normal places you buy books. Tell us about the book, Senator Paul. Mostly the center villain of it all is Dr. Fauci, correct?
Yes, and what a villain. It's basically a story of the great COVID cover-up. It involves 8 different departments of government, hundreds of bureaucrats, and probably the most elaborate cover-up we've had in modern history, and essentially revealed by the very people who were involved with the cover-up. Revealed because in private they were saying basically the opposite of what they were saying in public. And through court order, through Freedom of Information Act, we now have access to their emails. So in private, Anthony Fauci was saying to the others, oh my goodness, if we look at the sequence, if we look at the genetic sequence of the virus, it looks to have been manipulated in a lab. And he says, we are doubly concerned and suspicious because we know that lab is doing gain-of-function research. That's what he said in private. A year and a half later, after a year of trying to squelch any kind of sense of knowledge being leaked out to the public, he says in committee under oath that they weren't doing gain-of-function research, that he's never, ever funded gain-of-function research. So it's really a tale of honesty in private, dishonesty in public, but essentially perhaps the largest cover-up in the history of our country.
Well, it's a two-pronged cover-up because the same censorship about everything Fauci was doing and about where this came from, biowarfare labs, not a wet market leak, that same censorship to me, Dr. Paul, that's your dad, Senator Paul, the same censorship to me and the banning and the shadow banning and the manipulating applies to stolen elections, rigged elections. It applies to the vaccine results. I'm sure they would say they all meant well, but when they found out the vaccine was really not effective and that some people were having horrible side effects, they covered it up and they made believe there was no problem at all. So I think this extends to all areas of our life now. It's all propaganda all the time, 7/24/367, don't you think?
Well, we know about this from the Twitter files. When Elon Musk took over Twitter, it was revealed to the whole world that, yes, the government was in collusion with Twitter, trying to take down different narratives that they disagreed with. We know that Facebook, for over a year, suppressed any articles or any discussion about the lab leak, any discussion that the coronavirus leaked from the lab in Wuhan. We know they were doing this at the behest of government officials. So one of the reforms that has come out of the research for this book is a bill that I have proposed that makes it illegal for the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, or any part of government to meet with members of either legacy media or the social media network. And it makes it illegal for them to discuss limitations on constitutionally protected speech. This is a big deal, and the Biden, Missouri versus Biden case is bringing a lot of this out. And I think ultimately it will go to the Supreme Court, and the evidence will be there for all to see that the government did indeed try to limit our speech and limit our ability to.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's testimony in his New York civil fraud trial has concluded. He had this to say after today's proceedings.
This is a case that should have never been brought, and it's a case that should be immediately dismissed.
Trump engaged in repeated disputes with the presiding judge as prosecutors questioned him about his financial records. At one point, the judge admonished Trump's lawyers to control their client. Senate Republicans, led by Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Lankford, are pushing for immigration reforms as part of any foreign aid package for Ukraine. Their proposal includes border wall construction, increased pay for Border Patrol agents, and changes to asylum laws. House Republicans are making a renewed attempt to censure Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib for her criticisms of Israel. Georgia Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rich McCormick have both introduced new resolutions today to formally reprimand Tlaib. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The Root's on fire. More with the Rand Paul interview in just a couple of seconds. I want to remind you the sponsor of this segment of the show is Goldgate Capital, and central banks have been very busy. Globally, central banks added a net 337 tons of gold in the third quarter, the second highest third quarter total on record behind 2022. Through the first 9 months of the year, central banks bought a net of 800 tons of gold. That's 14% more than last year, 2022. Who led the way? The People's Bank of China, buying the most gold in the world. So I think if you're smart, you'll do what the central bankers do. And you'll do what China is doing, because they know what's on the way. World War III, they're going to cause it. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver, delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver. Call them today. Tell them Wayne Root sent you up to $15,000 in free silver. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Now it's time for part two of my interview with United States Senator Rand Paul. It's just incredible how many lies they tell about climate change, green energy, the vaccines, you name it. You've been so active and so fantastic about the origins of COVID and the funding of the Wuhan lab and all, and Dr. Fauci and his fraud and all of that. But I've actually never heard you talk about the vaccines. Are you on my team that the vaccines are not effective and they lied to us about them, and that there are, even if you don't want to say they kill everybody, no, but they kill some people and they hurt a lot of people. And can we ever get a Senate investigation into the vaccines? And if I'm wrong, I'll go, okay, I'm wrong. But can we not investigate Big Pharma about the effect of the vaccines?
The biggest mistake about centralizing control of medicine is that they think that edicts should go out and everybody should obey them simultaneously in the same way. In real medicine, the way medicine should be practiced should be individualized. So, for example, my answer is different to you. If you're 80 years old and your child is, or grandchild is 8 years old, I'd give you different advice. To the 8-year-old, I think they need no vaccine for COVID, and I wouldn't bother. To the 80-year-old in 2020, 2021, I would have recommended a vaccine because I think the risks of the vaccine were less than the risks of the disease. But the history of COVID for children is that it's not deadly. And when they do release the data to us, we know that entire countries have released the data saying no healthy children died. That might also be different if you told me your child had a kidney transplant. So medicine is about individualizing it. If your 15-year-old son comes in with chest pain and you come in with chest pain, your 15-year-old, I'm going to ask if he has asthma or if he got hit at football practice or he has anxiety. For you, I'm getting heart enzymes no matter what you tell me, because of your age. You know, you're in my age group, and we would be prone to a heart attack, would be very common. But you order different tests based on the age and the individual. In government medicine, they want us all to do the same thing. And so there really is a risk, particularly for teenagers and teenage males, of a heart inflammation. And it isn't everybody getting it. It's about somewhere between 2 and 6 people out of 15,000. But if you're immunizing millions of people with this, that can add up to hundreds of people that ends up having a heart condition. And who wants their previously healthy 15 or 18-year-old boy who's playing football and playing athletics to come home with a heart condition that prevents them from enjoying their life, all for a disease that is not deadly in children? But they have been dishonest with us. The other piece of data they could help us with, but they won't release, is if you've had two vaccines. Most people over 65 have had two vaccines at least. 97% of the public chose to do it. But if you've had two vaccines and you've had COVID twice, what are your chances of being hospitalized or dying from COVID if you get it again? I think the answer is probably zero. they won't give us the information because they seem to have somehow become salesmen for the vaccine and salesmen for the pharmaceutical companies,
yes,
and they just aren't honest with us. So I'm for presenting the data. If they can present data that convinces me that it's protecting you from hospitalization or death or transmission, they've admitted it doesn't work for transmission for anybody. It does not stop you from getting COVID. But I think it no longer probably helps people who have had it from hospitalization or death, but they aren't being honest. And in fact, they go out and buy the extra vaccines still from the companies. The bottom line and the profit of the pharmaceutical companies seems to be more important than the truth.
Well, and I've seen story after story that doctors and nurses who question the vaccine, either whether it works or whether it's actually harming people and killing people, those doctors and nurses are threatened with losing their licenses or they're actually fired from their hospitals. Dr. Peter McCullough is a good example, the biggest shot in the whole Texas medical system. And once he became anti-COVID vaccine, he lost all his licenses and he was fired from the Baylor Medical Center. So are there any laws we could pass that would prevent this kind of awful censorship? Doctors should be able to say whatever they want to say. And science would indicate debate is good, right?
Yeah, at the federal level, you know, we can pass laws regarding federal government programs, VA, trying to prevent people who are dissenters from being fired. But if you look at the history of science is full of dissenters. Galileo was a dissenter. He thought, you know what, maybe we go around the sun and not vice versa. And for that, you know, the church, which was the government at the time, he was condemned. Einstein questioned Newtonian physics. So all along, the progress of science is people questioning those before them, accepting some precepts, challenging them. And even Einstein said that, you know, he was always one experiment away from being disproven. When they start talking about consensus, and this did start with the climate hysterics, the climate hysterics talk about consensus. The minute they say consensus in science, they're no longer talking about science, they're talking about politics. The problem is with COVID science is that it's all funded by one source. It's all funded by government, and they all have pre-existing conclusions before they get to the science. It was the predicate for COVID. Now there's the COVID consensus, and states like California say, we're going to fire you if you have dissent. Interestingly, some of the doctors who are dissenting that they want to fire or they want to ban somehow are simply saying they agree with European standards, not American standards. In Europe, they don't advise giving the COVID vaccine to children. Even in our country,
right.
And this we expose this in the book, the FDA Committee of Scientists for Vaccines, they're all pro-vaccine, they're all pro-mandate, they said the booster shouldn't be given to anybody under 65. It went to the CDC, and this another group of scientists said the same thing. Do you know why they're giving it to kids at 6 months? Because Rochelle Walensky, right, a political appointee of Biden, said do it against the scientific advice. So this we are stuck in a world where politics has consumed this, but also the big business profit of pharma has also consumed us here, too. And we need a healthy dose of discussion and debate. But look at what they do to Robert Kennedy. He goes on a major network,
right,
and they take away 10 minutes of his interview. I think more discussion is better.
And by the way, it happens even in sports. It was just over this weekend. Aaron Rodgers is like me, against anyone needing a COVID vaccine. You should have freedom. If you want it, take it. If you don't, don't. He made a comment on ESPN. He started to talk about the negative aspects and side effects of the COVID vaccine, and ESPN cut off his interview. This is the most incredible censorship I've ever seen. We're not allowed to speak if we have an opinion that counters the government and Big Pharma's opinion.
Yeah, we quote Aaron Rodgers in a good way in the book. We also quote Djokovic, the tennis star. And with Djokovic, you
right,
realize that he could have easily come to the country. He just needed to come across the southern border. There, no vaccines are required. He could have migrated in and worked his way up by bus to New York City and played in the U.S. Open. But, no, they're both brave for speaking their mind, because conformity in Hollywood and athletics is such that anybody who speaks their mind is immediately pilloried. So, no, I have a lot of respect for Aaron Rodgers for speaking his mind. And really, his is just a common sense position. He's in great health. He's, you know, one of the elite athletes in our country, probably barely an ounce of fat on him. And he made the decision. One, I think he'd already had COVID. So had Djokovic. They made the decision like I did. I didn't get vaccinated because I'd had the disease. But I actually might have made the different decision and probably would have gotten the vaccine if I didn't have the disease, because I would sort of just judge my risk factors. But I would never tell anybody to do it. If you chose not to, that's perfectly your choice. It should always be the individual's choice. But like I said, if you've already had it, I think it's a common sense position to say, well, you know, I have immunity and I survived it the first time. You think I'm going to get sicker the second time? In almost every disease, if you catch it again, sometimes you can't catch it again at all. But if you can catch it again, it's a rare disease that anyone's ever reported where the second time you catch it, you're worse than the first time.
Yeah, well, I'm 62 years old. I take 100 vitamin pills a day. I work out 2 hours a day in the gym. I've been sick, Senator Paul, twice in the last 30 years, both minor colds. One of them was called COVID. I got over COVID in 2 days, and I've never been sick again. So I would argue I have no reason to ever take that vaccine and risk taking a vaccine when it's no big deal. I don't get sick, and if I do get sick, it's minor. Those are the kind of decisions better left to individuals, don't you think?
I had a young man in my office. He was probably 25, 28 years old, and he got COVID. He went in to see the doctor, and he got pretty sick, but he was recovering. And the doctor, like so many of these, left-wing lecturing, wagging his finger, said, "Now I guess you'll go and get your vaccine." And the kid looked at him and said, "Well, you know, I think I just did. I think that's what it was. I just got inoculated. I just had the disease." And
right.
The doctor was oblivious.
Exactly.
It's sort of like Martin Kulldor put it the best. He was a Harvard epidemiologist. He says, we knew about immunity, naturally acquired immunity from the Athenian plague in 400 BC, and we knew it up until about 3 years ago, and then we completely lost that knowledge for 3 years, but the good news is we're starting to recognize natural immunity again. But they still haven't revealed it. The CDC knows the answer. What does natural immunity mean? If you've had the infection, what are your chances of dying? And they need to reveal that, because otherwise, it's a stab in the dark. And if you're a worrywart and you're 75 years old, they're just going to keep getting vaccinated as long as the government keeps saying get vaccinated. But it may be that they need it. It may be that they don't need it. Give us the information. People are smart enough to make decisions, but the government should not be withholding the data.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
this is Wayne Alaroof from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also, with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll pick up my Rand Paul interviews again. It's Spike Warrior, and that's perfect one for Rand Paul, right? Because he's fighting COVID and fighting the origins of COVID and a little bit fighting the vaccine, not as much as I would like. He's not, you know, a real fighter like me about the vaccine is killing so many people. He's more like, hey, let's be cautious about it. It's not good for people who are young, but if you're 80, you might still want to take it. Well, I don't agree at all, but at least he's cautious and he knows young people don't need it. He won't go so far as to say it'll kill young people, but he says it causes in a small percentage heart problems, so there's no reason to take that risk. Okay, I'll take that over all the other people in Congress, but it sure ain't my view. But I wrote 2 number one books about boycotts and boycotts because I'm a man of solutions. And people ask me all the time, what's my solution if you were forced to take the COVID vaccine? What do you do to rid your body of this dangerous poison? I feel like I've got a ticking bomb inside my body. Now I've got the answer. Patent pending no covidium from Spike Warrior. Best product I've ever seen to rid your body of spike proteins. Patent pending no covidium helps your body break down spike proteins and eliminate them from your body forever. Buy one bottle and get another free when you say war for Wayne Alaroot at SpikeWarrior.com. 2 for the price of 1. And I've always got to read the disclaimer. Statements not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. More with Rand Paul, U.S. Senator. Well, I think it's clear people have made the decision because the newest booster is out and nobody wants it. I understand the latest CDC numbers show only 7% of the American people have taken the new booster and 2% have given it to children. So no, everyone's made the decision. I don't need it. I don't want it. My kids should never get it. People have come to that conclusion. I'm sure their doctors, Senator Paul, are badgering them and they're saying no. So people have decided. But last question, then I'll let you run. I want to get this in, though. Open borders. To me, the whole lesson of Israel, and I was with President Trump this weekend, I said the same thing. The whole lesson of Israel is forget the Israel situation. It's horrible, but the real lesson is America. If someone gets through your border with evil intent, there's going to be terror attacks in the United States, or there's Chinese military-age males who want to wage a war inside the United States, or our infrastructure is going to get blown up inside the United States. What do we do about our open borders? Put Israel aside. America first. What do we do about our open borders when Biden has left them open and millions are welcomed in?
The first thing is you can't just throw money at it and expect that somehow it's going to get better with more money. You have to change the policy. My opinion is that you should have no illegal immigration. Everybody that comes across illegal should be put right back on the other side. President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy was working. It's the only thing you can do.
Right.
We've had courts, though, that have decided that somehow people have rights once they set foot in our country. We have to have the legislature overrule the courts on this, and we have to affirmatively change the policy because we are being overrun. All that being said, though, I'm actually for more lawful immigration. I think immigration is largely good for a country if it's orderly and if people are processed to come into this country. And so I think that we can have both. More lawful immigration, but I would have zero tolerance. And I wouldn't even wait for a wall. I think you could put up 100 helicopter stations and 100 helicopters every 4 or 5 miles, put up a helicopter, take them back across the border. You can't take them to a camp and then process them into the interior of the country and they never come back for trial. So I think, but you do have to have the cooperation of Mexico, and Trump it was a fairly persuasive negotiator with the president of Mexico, and he got the Remain in Mexico policy, and we should have never given up on that, and I think it was working.
Everything you say is common sense. Look, I've always argued legal immigrants are really the best Americans, and that usually includes everybody's grandparents and great-grandparents, great Americans. But those who come here illegally that want welfare from cradle to grave are going to destroy this country, bankrupt this country. The prisons being opened, the criminals coming in are going to kill people in this country. It's a disaster to let people in illegally, but I'm all for legal immigration. So I'm with you. Senator Paul, you and I are on the same side, 99%. And I guess 1% I'm wrong. There you go. Great to have you with us, Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky Senator since 2011. And important note, a physician, an MD. You could trust this guy when it comes to medical advice compared to the average politician. He knows. Thank you, Senator Paul. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, back to finish up the show. Hope you enjoyed my interview with U.S. Senator Rand Paul. How was that for back-to-back weeks? President Donald J. Trump and then United States Senator Rand Paul. And, you know, great stuff coming to you. Thank you, my executive producer, Andrew Paul, for getting those great gets. Good job for booking them on the show. I want to mention again, as I mentioned to start the show, Vimeo, which is the tool used, the software used by my webmaster to put my videos on my website has just banned me for life, and they say you can't even, apply for reinstatement. You can't appeal. Nothing. We're unable to restore accounts that have been terminated for this kind of violation. What's the violation? It looks like I mentioned ivermectin, and I mentioned that the vaccines are not safe. This is going on in the year 2023, just less than 2 months shy of 2024. This is the censorship of Nazis. It's an opinion show. It's my opinion. You got Nazis at Facebook and Twitter and all these social media and obviously Vimeo, Nazis, Soviet-level KGB scum. They do the same thing to MyPillow, and that's the sponsor of the show is MyPillow. Huge discounts now, 20th anniversary of MyPillow, and MyPillow's fall sale up to 80% off. Use the promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Have a great night. God bless you all. See you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.